In a few minutes, we'll look at the $100 to $300 billion in arms that could flow to Saudi Arabia after President Trump's visit this weekend. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading on this Friday, share prices were generally up, with the S&P 500 up about 10 points, 0.4%, similar percentage rise in early trading for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It has been a turbulent week. Let's check in with a early week in review. Our Friday analyst is Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning to you.
Hey, David. How are you?
Good. I just looked at the S&P 500 over the last week. We've lost ground, at least going into today from a week ago, down 1.2%. A lot of that was Wednesday when the turmoil out of the White House seemed to finally affect share prices.
What finally happened, I think, was the blaze of headlines suggesting the possibility of impeachment, not necessarily because people think it will happen or not, but because the realization finally sank in that nobody in Washington can possibly work under these conditions. So whether this investigation drags on for months and leads to nothing or leads to something, it's going to drag on for months. And as a result, the markets began to back away from hopes of infrastructure spending and tax reform and whatever else they had priced into equity prices.
Now, leaders in the House and Senate say they can still get legislation done. But what were you reminding me? The health care bill that passed in the House is where?
Yeah, that's right. The bill that passed 2 weeks ago apparently still hasn't been sent to the Senate. McCarthy, the House majority leader, says don't worry about it. It's just a technicality. But it's exactly the kind of thing that anybody who's worked in an office environment would expect to happen when this kind of political intrigue is afoot. Office politics have a way of distracting people from regular business, and it looks like Congress is just as susceptible to that as the rest of us.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
President Trump is beginning his first foreign trip of his administration this weekend at Saudi Arabia. Along for the ride, CEOs of some major U.S. companies, including Dow Chemical and J.P. Morgan Chase. Regional security issues are also on the agenda, including discussions of real money. The U.S. could approve at least $100 billion worth of arms and other defense hardware, although Reuters has a source saying the total could top $300 billion in arms sales. Anthony Cordesman focuses on the Gulf region at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He reminded us to be wary of the big numbers that will be emerging in headlines this week.
The problem you often get into is that people announce these immense goals. And what gets forgotten is very often they're the absolute maximum that could conceivably be spent for that deal. They're also often spread out over a 10-year period, and they involve substantial offsets. That is, support of the defense efforts in the host country. I think what really counts here is something very different. Saudi Arabia would modernize its navy and take the lead in creating a much stronger Arab Gulf counterbalance to Iran. These are the key goals, not how much gets spent.
And do you see Saudi Arabia moving in that direction? I mean, they're bound in a sense now. The droopy oil prices of late is hurting their economy. They don't have as much money as they used to have.
You're absolutely right. There has been a major cut in the petroleum revenues in the kingdom. It's probably around 46%, and it's affected the GDP, the gross domestic product, and per capita income. But they certainly still have enough to spend a lot.
President Trump has been critical of Saudi Arabia's defense spending, suggesting that the Saudis should spend more and shoulder more of the security burdens of the region. So that visit this weekend will be carried out in the context of statements like that.
Well, I hope that the president has been briefed since he made those statements, which followed similar ones by President Obama, we want NATO countries to spend 2% of their economy on defense, and most don't. Saudi Arabia did cut its spending from about 13% of its economy in 2015 to 9% in 2016, but that's four times the level of effort we're asking from NATO, and it's about three times what we're spending on defense.
So there's the money, but your broader point is about leadership and refocusing efforts?
Well, I think what the president does understand, Saudi Arabia is putting together a coalition of Arab states. It is strengthening the Gulf Cooperation Council states. It is the primary force that provides unity in the Arab effort to deal with Iran.
Anthony Cordesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, thank you for this briefing.
A pleasure. Thank you.
And it's the most for a painting of an American artist ever. A Basquiat went for $110 million last evening at Sotheby's Auction House. The buyer, a billionaire, wants to put the untitled work into a museum in his hometown of Chiba in Japan. It's an untitled piece in that graffito style, an intense head with a wide-open mouth with a whole wild scene inside this mouth. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.